This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Two reporters who broke the big story about Barry Bonds, Balco, and steroids may be heading to jail soon. Mark Fenaruwata and Lance Williams broke the story in the San Francisco Chronicle. They are also familiar to NPR listeners as guests on this program. Yesterday, they were sentenced to 18 months in jail for refusing to give up their sources. That means the reporters could wind up doing more time than the main offenders in the Balco case. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Federal Judge Jeffrey White acknowledged that this case involves a very difficult area of the law, a collision between the First Amendment and the secrecy of grand jury proceedings. The two journalists had access to transcripts of grand jury testimony from athletes about steroids supplied by Balco. The story the reporters told captured national attention because of the involvement of giant slugger Barry Bonds, who said he had used substances provided by Balco, but didn't know they were performance-enhancing. Judge White said he had little latitude in the case, even as he praised the reporters. The journalists will remain free pending an appeal. Lance Williams spoke outside after the decision.
I am very worried about our First Amendment and our free press if we go very far down that road. I hope we don't go too far because the people will be far less informed and far worse off if they don't have an independent source of information about their government.
In April of 2005, President Bush told the reporters they had done a service. But Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who approved the subpoenas, said the benefits resulting from the stories didn't outweigh the need to protect the secrecy of grand jury testimony. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.